This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I am a huge fan of the TV show The Office, and I also love the podcast Office Ladies, where Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, and Angela Kinsey, who played Angela, recap the show. On one episode, they interviewed Steve Carell, who played Michael. I was very struck by one story he told. In the episode, they took some questions from listeners, and one listener asked Steve Carell if he remembered a favorite teacher. He answered that he particularly remembered his terrific second grade teacher, Mr. Blackman. Steve Carell credits him as the person who got him interested in acting. In their own classroom, the students were performing a little play, and as part of it, they sat in chairs and mimed that they were paddling canoes. Steve started paddling, and then at some point, he changed the position of his hands to pretend to be paddling on the other side. Steve Carell says, "I'll never forget it. He singled me out. It was the first time I'd ever been singled out in any way, and he gave me a pat on the back. He said, 'Notice how Steve rode on both sides of the canoe, so he wouldn't go in a circle.'" Steve Carell said that something clicked. Along the same lines, recently I read the brilliant, thought-provoking memoir, People Who Led to My Plays, by acclaimed playwright Adrienne Kennedy. In this unconventional book, Kennedy lists many people who inspired her plays with a few sentences of explanation about each. One of the entries is for Mrs. Folletti. Kennedy writes, "My fifth grade teacher gave me the role of the Virgin Mary in our Christmas play, where I learned the thrill of the attention and interest that came from wearing a costume and standing on stage pretending." In another entry, Kennedy explains that she'd told Mrs. Folletti that she didn't want to be in the school play, but her teacher had insisted, and Kennedy writes, "How glad I was she had insisted." These two teachers helped to change the course of these two students' lives. In the show notes, I'll post a link to that episode of The Office Ladies podcast, and I'll link to Adrienne Kennedy's brilliant memoir, People Who Led to My Plays. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.